please bear in mind as we move forward. And we salute Ron and Mary Alice, and we acknowledge the greatness of our community here. What great leaders do is that they inspire pride and loyalty. Pride, the satisfaction with our choices, the choices that we have made to come here, to be part of La Mesa, to be a part of the future of our great community. As we look around on this most magnificent of days, I just wish it was warmer. I wish it was like this every single day. But the loyalty that comes with that. Loyalty is that human attribute that allows us as a community to come together, to be a part of a team, and to realize that what we have is so special is a result of our caring about what goes on. It's not about us. It's about these young children here who just have those fantastic smiles, who just have those eyes, who are just so full of dreams and so full of hope. And so as we move forward together through life, just think of the elements that are going to be necessary to close this deal. We all have the pride. We all have the loyalty. We're here. But we also must realize that this is an ongoing project. Think of all the people who have sacrificed for you to get to where you are today. I dream back as we were driving over here today. I was pointing out where Emery Ellis used to live, and these people who meant so much to all of us growing up. And you know, we're now those people that these youngsters are looking at to us. So when we think about how tough it is, and we're always just crazed in the madness of business and the madness of all the problems that we always face, and the traffic is just always just absolutely crazy. Think about the discipline and the sacrifice that people before us exhibited in their life on a daily basis so that we could be here today, to be in that same position where these young people will one day be us and this Ron and Mary Alice Teen Center. How great is it to be able to come and learn, to be able to come and be a part of something special, to be able to come and eat all the things that when we were growing up, that was just the great part of life. Are you kidding? Although I must admit that my older brother, Bruce, he did steal all my food. And so I'm glad that Bruce was not able to make it today so that some of you could eat. One of the common themes that keeps coming up as we move forward is the need for a creative imagination, which is the hallmark of this community here, to be able to dream about how we're going to figure this out, but also the empathy that's needed to understand, hey, maybe not everybody else had those same opportunities that we just took for granted. So as I say goodbye, as I say thank you, please always take a moment as we make our choices in life. The reason I'm here today is because of you, but of also the choices that I make in my life, which are based on people, on passion, on purpose. Realize that these young people who want so much to be in the game of life, who want to be on the top of the mountain, who want to be able to come in here and have somebody to look forward to. I was 10 years old when the San Diego Chargers moved to San Diego. They chose as their training site Sunset Park, which is a half mile from our family home in Rosonia Heights, just there on the edge of Lake Murray. They were my heroes, and I rode my bike and skateboard every day to Sunset Park, the way that these guys are coming here every single day to try to get the inspiration, to try to somehow find their path to the top of the mountain. And I saw all those guys and I dreamed. I was so lucky. By the time I got to Helix, I was good enough because of my teammates like Randy and Dave and Emery and my mom and dad and Chick Hearn that I was good enough that I got to meet all those heroes. My commitment to this program here, my commitment to the Boys and Girls Club, to the Brady Teen Center, my commitment to La Mesa is hopefully one day to be able to sit in that brand new Boys and Girls Club, and to see all these children just come running in and playing the way we used to play down at the gym, the way we used to play down at La Mesa Elementary School, the way that Dave used to drive his dune buggy all over the Eastridge Hills over here. And to have that hope, to have that dream. It will not be easy, but it will be fun. And as I say thank you, please, always think to yourself when you're making your own choices, whatever it's based on, and the incredible need for discipline, for sacrifice, to get to where we are. Just think what you would hope for if you were one of these little children, and if you were sitting there and saying, boy, oh boy, if I only had a place to go, if I only had something to eat, if I only had a hero, if I only had a role model, if I only had a dream, if I only had a place to go, if I only had a place and somebody there who I could look up to and I could learn from. I was one of those children 61 years ago. I'm Bill Walton. I'm from La Mesa. I went to Helix. I'm in the Boys and Girls Club Hall of Fame. And I truly am the luckiest guy in the history. Thanks, everybody. Good luck. Thank you, Ron and Marianne.
Is he the best or what? I'm going to leave you with three sayings. Okay? Number one, it's better to build children than try to mend adults. Number two, kids don't care what you know until they know that you care. And for the ones that don't have a role model or a dad at home, young boys cannot be what they cannot see. Think about it.